We are 10 seconds into the DVD of Gremlins. We got the Warner Brothers logo up. It's already started making the little noises. So those listening at home that are ready to enjoy their Christmas festive cheer, get your DVDs all queued up to about 10 seconds in. And then we're going to hit... I always hit pause when I want to take something back from play again. You know? Like, that's just a weird... I don't know if it's a personality thing or what. Because it will do it. You hit pause, then unpause, rather than hitting play. But this time I'm going to hit play, because I want to be sure, certain.
Okay.
Okay, so we are hitting... Yeah, we're at the 10. 3, 2, 1. 2. There we go. You might be able to hear it just a little. Okay, opening. Chinatown.
Yummy. And cue Popeye.
Yeah. Telling his story. Take off the display. Turn it down a little more.
Did that woman just switch to another guy?
Subtitle
she
easy.
She must Here be we a go. Hooker.
It's all started in Chinatown. It's Chinatown's Jake. Once again, it's an 80s movie. Look at this. This just for this one quick couple of scenes, they've got all of this, you know, design. Clearly it's all backlot, but like this wasn't easy to do.
Yeah.
You know, they got the fog effects, they got the gel, the lights. It's elaborate, it's great.
Paper lanterns everywhere.
It's lousy with paper lanterns.
Red lights, blue lights.
You got this guy, almost like a hard-boiled detective. Oh, then we get this guy with the weird eye. He didn't show up in a lot of other stuff, as far as I can remember. I'm sure he's in things that I've not seen, but I'm not really sure.
He's smoking his pipe.
You gotta love it. It's like a... Whenever I see any scene in a movie where there's, like, someone's got, like, a zillion, like, little candles lit everywhere, I just think, really? Like... I don't think that's
a continuity nightmare.
How do you do that? Not to mention it's a continuity nightmare, right? I bet there was a chief candle person just for this scene.
Yeah, candle wrangler. I love the way little points of light like this look like on film, the way they bloom like that. They're so pretty.
Yeah. It's a total like filmic 80s thing.
Candelero.
Yeah.
Call the candelero.
Call the candelero.
The reason why you probably didn't see that guy in any other films is because he was too busy chasing the dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that looks like a contact lens to me now, but I don't know. Maybe he's really... Look at that. Is this before the Swiss Army knife? Or is the whole joke that, like, hey, there's a knife that's, like, 1/18th the size of this.
I actually kind of remember something like that, like a little handheld sewing machine.
I'm sure there's... Yeah. I mean, the average Swiss Army knife, as far as I know, does not have, like, nail clippers on it.
Looks like some Nintendo product. Sure.
Yes.
Light gray plastic and the red button.
The bathroom buddy, huh?
Yeah.
That's what he's leading it with.
Bathroom buddy.
A strange movie.
I bought one of those at a porno shop once. You talk about... did that to me.
Oh, it squirted green goop on you?
Oh, my.
You're like, this is mint-flavored lube, and you're like, ugh. Wow, how come it smells like pistachio? Rancid pistachios. He makes it logical. So strange. It's like the main character isn't even here yet. It's just an interesting start to a movie. It's almost like a little coda or something, a little preamble. Because the dad's actually missing through most of the movie, isn't he? He's like off, like doing his like sales thing.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
With his buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a tarantula. Here it comes. He hears the noise. He's going to go for the Mogwai. Excellent band, Mogwai. Anyone ever heard Mogwai?
Nope.
It's kind of a... I don't know what the bullshit term for it is, like a post-punk, no, it's not punk, but it's like, it's something, but it's like one of those, like, names for a group that's like a rock group, but primarily does instrumental stuff, kind of like Explosions in the Sky and Godspeed You Black Emperor. Mogwai's kind of in that group. Have you seen the Michael Mann re-envisioning of Miami Vice, the movie?
Yeah.
The very end is a song by Mogwai, Auto Rock. Cool. It's pretty cool. It's got what I like to call a RoboCop kind of ending, where like it's like he walks into the hospital and then just goes Miami Vice, like it just ends abrupt and like with this music thumping. And, yeah, you should check it out. It's an interesting movie. I'd kind of like to rewatch it at some point. But yeah, presumably they're Scottish or something. presumably you would think that they got their name from this little doodad here, this little critter.
Maybe it's a traditional Scottish word.
Maybe it is a Scottish word. We'll have to talk to the futile ombudsman to, you know, check that out and let us know. Kid's got his New York Yankee. He's kind of like Short Round, but not really Short Round.
So, which Final Fantasy was the first one to have Mog in it?
Ooh, I think that was 2.
I wonder if there's any connection there.
What does Mog look like?
Mog was this little, like, alien animal character thing. Little goofy little thing.
Little, like, they're like little puffball fairies with bat wings and a little, like, red thing that hangs off over his head.
So it was like a Japanese version of a
Mogwai. It kind of looks like a gremlin, then?
It looks like a Mogwai, kind of, except for the ears.
Oh.
And it's also white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was a playable character in 4 for the first time. I know that, but I think he was actually in 2.
And those came out several years after this movie came out.
This whole scene was in slow-mo for some reason.
Weird.
Which means they
Was there a voice over there? I couldn't
tell. I think there was a lot.
The very important rules, which are always broken.
And there's an Indiana Jones reference again. No,
slow motion means this is important. Pay attention.
Temple of Doom came out.
Can we rewind it? Oh, I love that backdrop. That's so cool. I love stuff like that.
This looks a lot like the like Back to the Future sort of center.
Wow, it does.
Yeah.
And that's clearly a bunch of matte painting stuff and stuff. Zach Galligan, not to be confused with
that girl's gonna beat him.
Zach Galifianakis. Not anyone would do that. He was in Herman's Head. He had a TV show called Herman's Head.
Inside Herman's Head, yeah, I love that.
You remember
one.
That with the different character personality? And one of them was Lisa Simpson.
Yep.
That was an interesting show.
That was a great one.
The Back to the Future set.
Whoa.
It might very well be. We got Neon Judge. Blue, I forgot Candy Judge Reinhold Tree. Was in this movie. He's like the deputy, huh? Oh, man, this is excellent.
Deputy Judge?
Judge Reinhold, yeah. Well, you've seen Arrested Development, right? Remember when they had Judge Reinhold come on?
My name is Judge.
I think he's the only judge I know.
Yeah.
There's Judge Nelson.
Yeah.
Which you want to call Judge Nelson every time, but he's not.
Maybe we should just do that.
I think we should start a thing. Anyway, I was curious. So, something made me think of Temple of Doom. Oh, the Short Round reference with the kid. He seemed kind of like he was a Short Round type with the hat and stuff. But if that was supposed to be a callback. But I don't remember when Temple of Doom came out. This movie came out in 84. So the first Indiana Jones came out in 81. I think Temple of Doom came out after this. So they must be advertising it kind of in a weird way.
Trained animal. Chris Wallace, oh, he's such a good creator.
Really? Do you know anything?
No. No, I don't know.
People have to trust you, man. Now, that car is frozen over. Had a little bit of, I don't know what, snow or sleet or something out at our house last night.
Oh, yeah.
I was glad I parked in the garage, I'll tell you that much.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, here comes Dick Miller, snowplow. Good old Dick Miller. Classic movie, Roger Corman. You guys know Roger Corman, right?
No idea.
Yeah.
Roger Corman's the guy that, like, basically, like, does all the, did for years and still kind of does all the, like, really cheap, like, budget exploitation horror movie type things.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of big names got started under him. John Sayles and Martin Scorsese and Jack Nicholson. The original Little Shop of Horrors was, like, a black and white movie with Jack Nicholson.
Whoa. James Cameron.
Yeah, James Cameron. Mm-hmm. He did model effects for Battle Beyond the Stars, mm-hmm. and then did Piranha 2.
Impressed everybody when he got maggots to move by running a current through them.
He was an effects guy from the get-go, James Cameron. But anyway, Dick Miller was in an old Roger Corman movie that Roger Corman wrote and directed that I heard only took, like, a really, really short period of time for them to shoot it. It was set in the village during the beatnik period of the 50s. It was called Bucket of Blood.
Oh,
and he's basically awesome. Like, he's like the guy that, like, is the waiter and the cleanup guy, like, at this, like, coffee shop where all these hip poets are sitting there being cool. And he
Chris
wants
Chris Columbus.
He wants to run.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, they're moving really well.
No, but he's leaning forward. That's what you got to do when you're walking on ice, because your foot's going to slip out from under you because your center of gravity is too far behind.
That's true.
So you lean forward like that. So he's got it down. He's smart.
He's hunched over.
Yeah, it's. I never noticed that before, but yeah, it's definitely not.
He'd be the perfect, at this point in his life right here in 1984,
and that dog would have snow.
He would have been the perfect guy to play Spike Spiegel, I think, in Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, yeah, the jacket and everything.
He totally has the
curly
look.
Hair.
Yeah, the curly hair, the kind of goofy looking, but, like, kind of lanky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone should rotoscope all of the shots of him out of this movie. And
yeah. They should digital capture him from, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, newspaper.
Why can't we do that with Rosie?
I don't know. It'd be awesome.
Rosie scoping.
Just keep your dog underneath the bank thing.
Come on, Peltzer.
With his clip-on tie.
Oh, hey, it's what's-her-name. Mm-hmm. Phoebe Cates. High.
Yep.
Best times.
Yum.
Yum.
That says it all, huh?
Yummy.
You think she's just got, like, 20 cigarettes in those sleeves?
Just rolled
Gosh,
up?
I
just
hope
packed
so.
Everywhere.
Well, like, you mean 20 packs of cigarettes?
Yeah, just like, okay. Look at those sleeves. Just, like, crammed in there.
Because each pack has got 20 cigarettes in it.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, an army pack from, like, the World War II, and then I think they were just, like, a 10-pack.
See, I wish I had known that. That would have sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
That's, hey, you still knew what you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we're just not smoking.
Here's the mean old lady.
What a bitch.
Guy. What if someone were going to do the travesty of kind of remaking Gremlins, they should find a way to fold Groundhog Day into it, I guess.
Oh, like, yeah.
Just do one cold, quiet little American town that probably doesn't exist anymore type of movie.
You could really, really exploit like all the alternate endings that there could possibly be with Gremlins, like some dark post-apocalyptic future
oh, yeah.
Gremlins took over.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
Get this idyllic town. I'm sure that, like, they shot this mostly in L.A., in a sunny summer. Especially if it came out around Christmas time, which I don't know why they would set it at Christmas and not release it near Christmas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they definitely probably didn't shoot it when it was all so cold.
When was this movie released?
What was it? In 84. I don't think that...
But you don't know what time
of
year it was?
Year. I gotta imagine that it would be around Christmas time, because it's so obscenely Christmas set, you know?
Mm, yeah, I don't know. I like watching Christmas movies in the summer.
Really, just to change the pace?
Yeah.
I can almost never do that with anything. I have to watch Christmas stuff around Christmas time.
Like Die Hard?
Like Die Hard and stuff. Yeah, like I won't watch... I mean, Die Hard I can almost cheat it, because it's kind of incidentally Christmas, but... Yeah, I prefer to watch Die Hard and Die Hard 2 around Christmas time if I'm going to watch those, like, every few years.
Oh, this woman is awful.
really, she's doing the I Want Your Dog thing, like, from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
a lot of, like,
to say, she reminded me of
I know.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
I know.
She was walking.
I think there's a music cue for that, too. Like, they're pretty much just going with it. They set you up for her to be the evil, like, rich lady that, like, runs the bank or whatever.
She's wearing all black.
She looks like she's coming from a funeral. Maybe at her age, she's constantly coming or going to funerals, so it's kind of like... Maybe I'll just dress ready for funeral mode.
Yeah, maybe she's just mourning in general.
Also, I really like what she's done with her makeup. Yeah. I'm going to powder my eyebrows and pencil the top portion.
Also, mourning in general sounds like a pretty sweet Scottish post-punk band.
That does, yeah, mourning in general. Their cover album would just be classic black and white photograph of them all looking up in, like, military outfits.
Exactly.
Oh, that's it for you.
Oh, and it's masturbating guy from Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. Yeah, Judge.
Yeah.
That's two Fast Times.
Mm-hmm.
Too fast.
Two times.
Two times.
There it is. Anyway, I don't know if we should talk about Joe Dante. I feel like we should, because...
Hey, Judge.
He had a collection of just fantastic little, like, dark comedies in this period of time. I mean, he did this, he did The Burbs. I think he's got, like, a couple legitimate straight-up, like, scary, creepy horror movies, too, but... Yeah.
Joe, I love that lighting right there. I love that contrast. That's awesome.
The little blue, the little sort of like sepia yellow in the background.
Yeah,
on the frame left.
So many colors, red. Christmas colors,
tinsel everywhere. I also love that he called him Captain Clip-On. That's a pretty good one.
That's called a. I just learned this. I think it's called tetradic. Tetradic,
with the
four. Set of colors. Yeah,
sure.
You got four. It's like two sets of complementary colors. Red and blue and yellow and green, basically.
But it requires four.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
There's a bunch of different ways to clump them together.
Let's do colors.
Yeah. Coors. We got. I love the product
placement. I want to get some neon. I want to get my own neon made. I don't know what it would say. Red.
We could just say red.
It would just be red. Red neon in any shape or any word.
What if it just said green and it was red?
Oh, that would fuck my shit up.
That pool table is drunk.
She works at the bank. She works nights at the... I think she's taking care of like an old sick mom too or something. We get to the story at some point.
I guess she smoked all the cigarettes.
Back in the 80s, that's how you knew a girl liked you, because she would pick like a loose hair off, and that's all you need to know. See,
that's showing, it was every not single telling. Cosmo in the 80s.
Ooh, showing, not telling. Yeah, Cosmo. It's like, if you like your man,
things that drive him crazy. Yeah.
I feel like
pick a cat hair off of a dog hair off of his shirt.
I took that crowbar off the wall, Ian, so it won't ever fall on us again.
Oh, that was nice.
Thanks. That was stupid that I put that there.
That was it.
Crowbar right over the door.
Little aside there, yeah.
It's like a Home Alone.
I was looking at it like that.
Was we trapped?
Yeah.
That one was going to cut her fingers off.
Oh, man, with all the inventions that he's got.
Look at that.
Are none of them quite work? They're all in, like, the beta stage. You guys are video game guys.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Can we talk about how it's a chicken head that breaks the eggs?
It's pretty fucked up.
And how fucked that is?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
It should be like a fox. Maybe an eagle.
or an axe.
Yeah.
An axe. Anyway, is she using a butter knife to cut those onions? Like,
well, and she's got her fingertips.
How is she not weeping from all that onion?
So she was using a different knife.
Continuity.
She was using a fillet knife earlier.
She may have changed though. Sometimes I do that midstream. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this knife. This is the wrong knife for this right tool for the job. Like Scotty says in Star Trek V.
That's true. See the blue light on her face? That's motivated by the TV. Even though the blue light's coming from obviously lights up.
It's higher, yeah.
And then there's red lights outside, too.
Cool, Christmas-y. Yeah.
To the right, there's red. It's cool.
Ah, I see the swords are a continuing problem.
So, alpha test, beta test. You always hear about beta tests. Is alpha tests just when, like, it's in-house, and then beta test is the first release thing to, like, a small group of people that are specific, like, consumer testers? Is that how that works?
It's normally, what do you call that? Like, a focus group is normally where you do alpha. Right. But, like, Minecraft came out alpha, and then, like, they sold it in alpha, and then it was for, like, 2 years, yeah.
I love all the natural wood accents in their house.
Nice. Yeah, you got a little paneling and stuff. It definitely reads, like, middle-class America 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it looks a lot like sort of like what the Family Ties like house would kind of look like or something. I mean, I don't know, that kind of thing. I haven't seen that show in a zillion years, but you know, I would hate to have a living room like that. One of those ones that goes down. You feel like you're kind of going into a pit. I don't think I like that style.
And you know that step there is going to kill somebody someday.
You get used to it.
You would get used to it.
Well, sure, you would, but what about your guests?
That's true. Well, I mean, the house I grew up in has a step down like that.
Hmm.
Because it used to be a garage, and every once in a while someone just...
Well, hey, if it's necessary, it's necessary. I'm just saying I wouldn't design it into my house.
I even done it recently, and I know about it.
Yeah.
Just forget.
I would set up like a laser grid.
Whoa!
That you would have to pass through.
There we go.
So you'd always see something.
We got Gizmo, the little doodad.
I wasn't really paying attention. When did they dim the lights? Did that just happen?
It was on a close-up of him. Maybe somebody turned off the lights.
Yeah.
Let me turn off the lights.
And they did. Remember? It doesn't like bright light. Bright light, bright light.
Oh, yeah.
So they purposely, in the story, had a reason to do it.
That's right.
It's just like even in 7 when it's like, yeah, the electricity grid's out. That's why in the middle of the day we're using flashlights to look through this dark, like, house.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad MacGuffin.
That's a nice box, though, too. Like, you could keep that box later after Gizmo passed.
Definitely.
You know, because he doesn't look like the kind of creature that would last for more than, like, 8 years or so.
No.
Like, I'm looking at him now and I'm already starting to feel like crying when I think about the fact that he's going to die someday.
It's basically a sentient hamster.
I mean, like, look at those big eyes and everything.
Look at his little smiley face.
Nope, she's gonna get him with bright light.
I mean, like, it's very clearly Ewok-esque. Has anyone ever, like,
you want to know you want to know that the Return of the Jedi only came out a year after this, so they were probably working on some of the stuff at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I mean, and Spielberg wasn't directly involved in any production for Star Wars, but I'm sure that they had back and forth, and so there might have been something to it. That's the thing, though. Like, I don't think that a lot of these things were really heavily marketed until, like, quite a few years later. Like, you didn't know... What was the toy that looked kind of like a Mogwai that you could interact with?
Oh, you're talking about Furbies?
Yeah, Furbies. Yeah. I mean, I just remembered Funzo from The Simpsons, you know? Because it was basically that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's got its eyes and everything else. Dude, don't do that with your comics. He's got his comics just strewn on a bed.
Porno mags.
No bags, no board. Well, they're kind of the same thing, depending on the comics. True. Or almost, that's what Frank Miller used to say.
He
used to say,
depending on the porno, really.
To say when they're when Elektra and Daredevil are fighting, it's like, you know,
some porno
a big metaphor.
Intricate, recurring characters.
And complexity.
Yes, exactly.
That is a really tiny keyboard, though.
It is.
It's gizmo size. I had a smaller one in the 80s.
They made its ears look translucent. That's cool.
You see the vasculars.
My favorite toy when I was a kid was a stuffed gizmo.
You had a oh, nice.
It was my very favorite. I lost it and I cried forever.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
My favorite toy was my tiny keyboard.
Mm-hmm. So there we go.
They're connecting. They're all connecting the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Dog is like,
well, I have to be the, if we're going to do the favorite toy for Christmas, because, you know, it's a Christmas movie, so we might as well do our Christmas stuff.
Certainly.
My favorite toy was like a big old Voltron. Like, you could take it apart and have... It was basically five toys in one. It was six toys, actually. Because it was the Voltron toy, then it was the five different lion toys. That was a great toy.
That's totally cool.
He's just breaking these rules left and right. This guy is a disaster.
Yeah, they really are taking their time establishing...
Let's just...
No lights.
Teaching him how to... That looks like a fire hazard, like, no one's business. that just looks like a red-hot, like, heater built into a...
Or, like, go to the
bathroom,
hospital,
kitchen.
Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is the Monday morning from hell when you get up and you turn it on and it's cold because you left it off at night.
Yeah.
And then you're brushing your teeth, half asleep, you slip, and then boom, and you burn your ass, your taint, whatever else, right on that.
Did they do a trick back there where he actually, like, set Gizmo down in the same shot and then Gizmo started moving around?
They did, yeah.
Did they like, do, like, a concealed hole puppet? Hand up the butt thing.
Well,
there?
When he put him down, he was out of the shot.
Oh,
yeah. So they never
showed
the counter.
Okay.
That I remember. Yeah. They.
Well done.
It's pretty good.
Now he's all healed up. Well, how much of him is puppet and how much is animatronic? It's it conceivable in 84 they could have built a tiny little thing that could
self-contained
blink and move and just be a bunch of.
I would think so.
Maybe
a bunch of.
Gonna test out
devices.
Another invention in the kitchen.
Is 84 you say?
84, yeah.
Yeah,
they use solenoids impossible. And stuff in that, right?
Yeah, they use servos.
And servos,
well,
yeah.
Servos, yeah.
That's the S word I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, use a lemon. Maybe it's only for grapefruits. Or are those oranges?
Those are oranges.
Those are big oranges.
Yeah, they are.
One orange.
That was
it's
so
whisper
amazing.
Quiet.
Well, it's black and right in his eyes, too. So, like, that's awful.
Oh, God. He was having a chemical peel in the morning as well.
Oh, that's funny. At first, I'm like, that tree looks like it really is bending a lot.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But the kid was dressed as a tree.
Too clean for what just happened to him.
So, oh my god, I forgot Corey Feldman was in this movie. Holy crap, it's the Feldman.
Looks like
one of the Frog Brothers.
That's right, one of the Frog Brothers.
He just has a little bit of the mess on his shirt.
I was just gonna make a Lost Boys reference.
Yeah, what if this is a prequel to Lost Boys?
Probably. That's probably why he ended up.
You could start connecting. You can,
That is so disgusting.
So, Road Warrior. That's an interesting pop poster for Road Warrior. I can only see part of it though.
You're gonna have to watch all the movies that are showcased in this movie.
I think so, including this Clark Gable movie.
Yep.
You just said that because you're like, oh, it's a Clark Gable kissy movie from the black and white time. Oh, but there's race cars? Okay, we're there.
Yeah.
We'll look at his mustache. It's amazing.
That is a good mustache.
Now that is impressive.
Yeah, wow, that was cool.
Criminy.
That face looked like the Ninja Turtles.
Lean.
Yeah, that's how you know you're driving.
Side and, like, real serious.
I think he's only got horror comics. So I think the your original statement of it being comics and porno was kind of right and wrong. Like, it's a combination. If they're horror comics.
Yeah. Did you say horror comics?
H-O-R-R-O-R.
I kind of just want to call it porno magazines horror comics from here on out.
Horror comics? Yeah, might as well. That does imply a different sort of commerce, though, so that might not be technically correct.
Truth. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is some pulpy orange juice.
Oh, I would love it.
That's the best stuff, though.
Ugh. Yeah. You get your fiber and your juice.
Oh, for sure. Ugh. So we're showing the Feldman out, the little critter. Feldman's doing the blinking.
How do they do that?
In the nose? They probably
all of that.
Probably. They might. I mean, a lot of times it's cutaways, so they might have done literally shot all that stuff with a lot of very in a very controlled
every
situation.
Time
but the lighting's matching
down,
pretty well.
Like,
yeah,
fit
yeah, I imagine
into
so.
Something.
But like,
every time he picks him up and sets him down, he has to like fit him onto the.
Oh,
so
yeah. Well, he's also setting him down gingerly, so that helps. Like, see, you can see there's a hole between his legs there. So whatever they're doing, no water. This by and large is probably one of the most disgusting and weird things.
Yeah.
It's just a strange movie because it's been fairly kind of cute, then all of a sudden it goes awful. But you gotta wonder, like, but then the pop noise is kind of funny, and now we can't the angle. We Dutch it up a little bit. Okay, there are some actual comics. There's the old DC logo.
Like, such a demented way to get a furball out.
Yeah, or to create another person to, like, you know. Breed parthenogenically or asexually.
That's
like
impressive
that.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, it probably is like filling it up from underneath the table. But the fact that they've got it on a surface with all these like loose comic books and stuff.
It's like fur, but it's stretchy too.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they put fur like on a balloon, like saying, and just flew it up.
But Matt's right though, because it would have to fit, it would have to stretch too. In order to, it's all very impressive.
Oh, they're so cute.
Then we get Stripe, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
His first brother. Or what would he even be? I guess he'd be his... They'd all be his kids or something?
Yeah. His clones, also.
Oh, I mean, they're different morphogenically, but, yeah.
Maybe they're, like, hexahaplotic or something weird like that, where they all carry... Each one carries a bunch of different genomes.
Oh, my gosh. This is getting too difficult for an animal... We'll get into the taxonomy of Gizmo.
Also, where did they get the energy to grow so quickly? Sorry.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would say that these ones are not as cute as the original one.
No.
You feel less attached to them.
Yeah, they're supposed to be rough customers.
Kind of like the riffraff.
They are. Once again, though, like I wonder how much of this is referenced from like something like Alien, where you have the monster, but the monster kind of starts and changes form and goes through, like, a biological process.
Because
these aren't the gremlins. These are Mogwai.
Remind me of
it's not
like...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, no, about the seven dwarfs.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder.
There was something in that. Like, one of them looked kind of dopey. One of them looked like a little sleepy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I wonder if they're drawing from that.
What was it supposed to do? That's the real question, right?
Oh, my gosh. Real quick, that sound effect right there is the exact same one they used in Terminator 2 for the silenced, like, M16 that Sarah Connor used when she tried to assassinate Miles Dyson. I just want to point that out.
It was
out.
A shuffling sound effect?
That's yeah.
pretty cool.
Also a silenced automatic rifle. Oh, I wish we could rewind it.
We could just use it and use it, huh?
Yeah, no, but you're right. What the heck was that machine supposed to be?
Well, no, I get what it was supposed to, I guess,
a shuffler
cards,
or just a...
Yeah.
Or it was just... But,
a dealer,
but,
probably.
But,
yeah.
but too yeah. slow with an intermittent was not right. And then when it did it, what looked like kind of a fast but just disorganized pace, he was mad about it.
That keeps happening.
Did he just taste shaving cream?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There are every time I shave, if I ever get a little taste of shaving cream, I'm always like, after that, I always feel a little nauseous and I'm like, I wonder how close to dying I am. That stuff is awful.
Oh, pretty close.
No, son, don't push the auto-ejaculate button.
Oh, nice.
It's a mini Donkey Kong game.
Oh, I haven't seen one of those in forever.
Awesome.
Now, does this scene look a little soft to you, Matt? Like, maybe somebody phoned in the cinematography there, like a reshoot?
Definite phone in there.
Not this part, but the part of them at the stairs.
I know.
This part
yeah.
looks better.
Poor yeah.
dog. That part, so even tired. That part still kind of
yeah.
looks like...
That looks a little better. Better than the last closer, shot of yeah. them. Yeah.
Maybe they I wonder if they did the like focus. An optical zoom in or something and lost some of the quality.
Yeah, you're right. What would they have been trying to avoid?
That's
maybe
why
they just
I hate
didn't
that
like
carpet.
Composition.
I hate carpet like that my whole life. I'll always hate that carpet.
When it's a mini version, is it too. Called Dinky it's Kong?
It's good. It's good.
Well, there is Donkey Kong Jr. and Diddy Kong.
There you go.
Yeah. That one could be Diddy. I think, yeah, I don't...
Is Diddy Kong also a music mogul?
I don't...
Like, Puff Daddy?
Oh.
Puff Diddy Daddy Kong?
I couldn't see where that was going.
I wasn't really sure either.
He should have immediately killed all of these.
Yeah, that would have been a different movie.
Yeah.
Just a slow, painful scene where he's burying seven little corpses.
Oh my gosh.
Takes them, puts their neck in a vise and then just hits her in the head with yeah. with a ball peen hammer.
Or like killed them with one of those machines.
I was gonna say yeah. his dad could have made a machine to kill them. It's
yeah.
The, yeah. Just fill the auto ejaculator with poison.
Oh, they're into mischief already.
Oh man, the C9 bulbs, those are the best.
Nothing says mischief like a little dog all tied up with Barney, all tied up with Christmas lights. Like, how did they even do that to Barney?
Is that... That's not a real dog, is it?
I think it was.
Huh.
The animatronics people just had to have more fun.
Oh. See, now that is a sex toy.
Yes.
Look at that thing.
The hammer?
The power yes. hammer.
Yes.
Just matter. I think that one is the sex toy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay.
Be honest, they're all sex toys.
Yeah, let's see what that one does. What?
I'm building auto-ejaculation functions into all of them.
It's the sledge toy. Oh, yeah, maybe you don't want to get so close there.
I feel like everybody should be using safety goggles right now.
I like how the mom gets her wardrobe from the Mr. Rogers collection.
Yes.
Well, I imagine when your husband is just a complete and utter failure, you kind of have to... cut corners somewhere.
Probably.
It's a beautiful
yeah.
day for a cardigan.
At least she's finding humor.
So they're nice plates that they had sitting up in the back yeah. were the exact same style as like the cups that they had sitting right there. So they just take some of their actual plates and put them up like as decoration.
Where do you think they got all that white sand?
The auto ejaculator. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. You think is that what they're using for the fake snow? You think is sand?
I feel like it might be.
Oh, man, that might be way too heavy, though, right?
Unless, you know,
on those,
like
leaves.
Oh, my God, he's doing it to him again.
It could be styrofoam.
Yeah.
Since 80s was kind of all about styrofoam.
Because you can hide your cocaine in it.
But styrofoam would stick onto everything and be miserable because of the static electricity.
And it'd be a nightmare for sound, too.
Right.
It'd just be like,
right.
everywhere.
Sand wouldn't be so great for the electronics, but I think it's probably some kind of particulate.
Cotton?
Could be cotton.
I want to say when I watched the special features on Band of Brothers when they were showing the stuff about how when they did the Battle of the Bulge stuff in the episode where it's like the frozen trees that they by then they had invented some pretty nifty stuff for fake snow that really kind of worked. But you are clearly able to tell that like it isn't actually as cold as it looks because like you don't see the breath. This isn't like in Social Network, where they've got the David Fincher jumping in there with his digital breath everywhere.
Yeah, they just did that in Titanic, too. Breath.
Yeah.
It seems like they're too casual about it. Like, if it were really that cold.
Yeah, the door wouldn't just be open like that
yeah.
right now. Just wide open.
I do like that there's just a tractor parked outside.
Oh, and he's been drinking.
He's a lush. Drinking while driving a driving a snowplow tractor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it a snowplow? Oh, that makes more sense.
I think it's sort of something. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He wants to snowplow her, though.
Whoa!
Gaskets, piskins, and spark plugs. In the butt.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Billy saved her from some potentially, from, you know, him making a bad decision.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, man, look at how beat up his... It's like some, you know, he has to park it outside so rats get in there. And they're just eating the hell out of the headrest of the chair there.
Well, now he can.
I love that steering wheel, though.
Yep.
A nice automatic, a nice steering wheel like that.
He probably doesn't know how to start it because he's just so wasted.
And he's got like a conspiracy theory going about all the things getting shipped over, putting the electronics. Like one of these days, they'll be able to track you from everywhere, and they'll know exactly what you're doing constantly. Like, oh, crazy guy, that's never gonna happen. People will willingly give up all their information. Yeah. Oh, crazy guy.
Future is now.
Look at that glow, it's so pretty.
One day, everyone will pay money to put a thing that talks to satellites in their pocket.
It is definitely
so there's no snow actually falling like around where they've got their candles.
I can't tell if there's just a conscious. No, there's some falling. I think
I mean, yeah, but they're blowing it where it will read, and right. So like that's into sort of the main shooting.
I was just wondering if it was flammable. Sphere.
Oh, see, now we're getting down to it. Doing some real scientific tests. Is it flammable? Apparently not. That would be pretty cool.
Yes, it would. Actually, it would be pretty hot.
Yeah, it's going to be a red Christmas. For flames.
So we're still kind of in, I think in 84, we're still kind of in a recession. So people are kind of adjusting to all that.
Should we be providing, like, sync points in case anybody has to pause either the movie or the...
Nope, they have to
podcast
wait.
Or anything.
They just pause the podcast and the movie at the same time.
But what if they don't? I mean,
actually, on them.
Yeah,
they would. I mean, there would be no way once you get like half an hour. There's no way for them to know where we are in the movie. We talk about such random things.
Yeah, but we occasionally bring it back to the fact that they're walking by a thing.
Okay, they just walked by two big fake candles on somebody's porch. There. Okay, now they got something. All right, I'm happy.
We're 35 minutes and 36 minutes in now. There.
Nice.
Happy?
Yeah, so happy.
We can do that a couple more times.
Blue door.
Very blue. Cobalt blue. And oh my god. She's gonna slip. Don't slip.
Maybe she'll slip and fall on
his Those steps lips. Look like they've been home alone.
Zing.
Walking up. Gonna say goodbye.
She's like really taking her time, like kind of like trying to give him cues.
Well, but she's also like,
will you tractor
damaged.
Plow me?
Yeah.
I don't think she's completely. I think it's just one of those cases of like, they're two kids kind of in the same stuck in the town thing, blah, blah, blah. And they don't know where they stand with each other.
They see the lights in the background that kind of out of focus.
Yeah.
If those had been just kind of like waving around in a little bit of a breeze, that would look really awesome.
Yeah.
That's that extra attention to detail. They've got some good detail here. They got a little eyelash for him. But yeah, it's not every second, constantly.
They tried to make their eyes look really sparkly.
Yeah, they did. They got him a little eye light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Put ground up diamonds in there. Yep. Helps with the tearing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll just throw some sand. Or he's like, maybe I got a chance.
Actually, it looked like it was snow on his jacket. Like, it looked like it was melting.
It's believable that they could have used, in the close-ups, they would use, like, a snowmaker and then just have a guy literally standing on a, like, ladder above him just drop, you know, a couple clumps onto him.
Don't mind me just walking with this huge needle.
Your arm, this won't
Smiling.
Hurt.
Smiling.
Oh, 7 o'clock, time for my needle stroll.
The question is, like, I've wondered this a lot about this character. Like, do you think that this guy...
It's so horrible.
Like, he's doing things that kind of ostensibly hurt the little guy, but he's not trying to hurt him. He's not, like, an evil scientist guy. Like, he's just kind of studying him. Now we get the Pod People reference.
That's a terrifying movie for how old it is.
The Pod People?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Well, it's one of those ones that, like, the reason they can keep remaking it is because there's always something new for people to be paranoid about. Like, it's the commies, then it's, like, you know, then it's, like, whatever. It's whatever group people are scared of.
Bologna, Coke, and Skittles.
And it's New Coke.
Oh, it was. You're
it's
right.
It's gross New Coke that the marketing gave. But yeah. he cares. He's having like a gross bologna and white bread and mustard like... sandwich with like Skittles or something.
Yeah. And the screams of animals in the background.
Yeah, and he just doesn't matter. Well, they're kind of giggling. And then he puts Gizmo in charge because Gizmo's part of this too, you know. It's like, hey Gizmo, we got you wet, but you're the one that gave birth to me, so you know, this is a twofer thing here. Just a smiley face on the fridge. That's the only magnet they've got going. It's just one That seems like such a weird thing to do for a fridge.
God, this kid really is noisy, an idiot. Shot.
Absolutely. I had trouble, just like I, well, I never liked them to begin with, but you know those plain donuts? That's like, what's the point of eating a donut if it's just going to be a plain donut? Ew. Just like, it tastes like donut bread?
Old-fashioned or the cake ones?
Like, one or the other. I mean, so, there could be good flavor there now. Maybe I would appreciate the subtlety of it with like a cup of coffee.
Little round ones with nothing on them? Or yeah. Like powdered sugar?
No, powdered sugar.
They're just like
dark. The ones from the fly. That he pukes on.
Yeah, yeah.
I could never, ever eat those donuts after that.
You have to eat those with coffee. That's the only way
I would say
way
that, right. Yeah. It's like those a coffee cake. Those
aren't
the ones
that I like. Okay. No, no.
Anyway, okay. So fried chicken. I had real trouble eating fried chicken after watching these creatures in a Tim and Eric kind of effect.
Oh, close-ups yeah. Of their mouth. It's yeah. So, it looks so human.
It looks very yogurty. Yeah. As some yogurty chicken.
Speaking of which, fried chicken for Ice Pirates. So, you know, I got over that eventually. Why would you put a plug that big, that high on a wall? And, like, what's it going to connect to? Like, there's just...
I don't know. We have them all over at HSU.
You have them up there, like eye level?
Yep.
With four plugs?
Yep. They're just... I don't know why they did it, but they do it.
It must just be... Well, maybe in the future, people will be taller and want to plug in their electronic devices that they wear on their head.
Yep.
Good for lining the upper corners of the ceiling with string lights.
There you go. They're planning for string
one
lights.
Idea, yeah.
Someday we'll have string lights.
Four strands, everywhere. Not connected.
Everywhere. God, there's not good. They just keep teasing what that whole Road Warrior poster looks like. I think it's probably an awesome poster, but it looks like a horror movie poster from now. It's like
it the red and
black. It's coming out of the door or something creature.
Oh, look at him. Gizmo's so scared and sleepy.
That's such a horrible combination.
Yeah, no.
You know you're going to have nightmares.
He looked like he had a stroke or something. He had like a droopy face. Like some kind of Bell's palsy or something. Yeah.
It's like a Grand Mal seizure.
Yeah.
Grand Mal.
Did you say Grand Moss?
I said Grand Mon. Like as a some sort of
kind
of
reggae out a little.
Yeah,
bit.
It just went reggae. Real
definitely
bad.
Another like ew, alien
so
reference.
Oh yeah, though. Yeah. Then the gooey.
She even looked.
Yeah.
They made her look like Sigourney Weaver right there.
They did.
Yeah, those do look like they.
I wonder.
Eggs.
I wonder if they'd originally written it to be Sigourney Weaver.
Oh my.
The
Mon God.
Has a few moments of. Stuff at some point, but she's mostly just.
Oh yeah, there's a good scene.
There probably wasn't enough to it for her to want to do it if they offered it to her.
He's like, I don't know, Mom. I just didn't follow any of the rules Dad gave me.
No, but the critters unplugged the clock. Mm-hmm. They tricked him, so mm-hmm. It wasn't his fault. He looked at the clock. He's like, oh, it's only like 11:35.
You'd have like a redundancy system.
I know,
so that you wouldn't.
They didn't
you know.
In the 80s. There were no redundancy systems, and this was still when the Cold War was on. So it was a real.
What's
scary
going
time.
On here? I can't figure it out at all.
Is that one of your father's forever clocks? They always tell the same time.
The amount of slimy stuff in this movie is really disturbing.
Well, it gets hot. It goes up there, man.
Ugh, it's like so gross, and everyone just like touches it.
Yeah. Just get your hands all up in it.
You gotta just... I mean, well, like slime was big. Slime was big in the 80s. There was a He-Man snail. Character that came with, like, a bunch of slime.
Just
there
get
was
a
like
little
a...
bit between your thumb and forefinger. Not, like, every single finger.
It's like, what is it? You ever see the movie The Watch?
He wanted to
get
deep in that
the,
slime.
Like with,
I haven't seen like, it yet, but...
Yep. That's semen. That feels like semen.
Christmas cookies. Oh, man, gingerbread cookies are the best. She does it right. You make gingerbread cookies, that's all you need, and then you frosting the hell out of them, and then you're good to go.
Is there another way?
Well, you can make Christmas cookies, like, that are sort of like a shortbready kind of cookie.
Whoa! Cordless phone.
But it's radio.
The future.
Yeah.
She's like, God damn.
And look at the antenna on that thing, like, you're, like, yeah. What are you, giving a presentation to the UN in 1960?
Gosh, I hope so.
Oh, man, look at this. They got the time machine in the background there.
Wow.
I love it.
Is that one of the Beatles driving by?
We got the robot. We got Roby the robot.
That's the robot from Lost in Space.
Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Or potentially Forbidden Planet. There was different design to it. But it was sort of the same kind of robot, essentially.
Ew, those things are just...
That original Time Machine movie is pretty good.
They
kind of
look
that.
Like big turds.
HG1.
Really
now they
big,
moved it.
Slimy turds.
Yogurty turds.
Oh, did you get the joke? The Time Machine disappeared.
I wow, that's pretty good. Because
like, it's such an obvious thing, like, there's no way they continuity error.
Right.
And also, those guys are looking around like, where did it go? And it's like a little dark
she
spot
also
there.
Looks like the woman from Adventures in Babysitting.
A little bit, yeah.
She's like Elizabeth Shue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vaguely, yeah. Elizabeth Shue is more blonde, and
no, maybe, but she also has that pleading kind
of thing. Oh, well, there's that. Yeah, that was like a big thing with certain. That was like a certain character type that seemed to be show up a lot in the 80s that I always didn't care for. Like,
yeah.
Like, I liked the premise of Adventures in Babysitting. I always liked that one night adventure with a bunch of different characters.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's something, like, it's kind of a lackluster movie, ultimately. I don't know. I kind of want to revisit it, though.
I watched that movie a lot.
Do you still like it? Last time you saw it, did it still like grab you?
I haven't seen
it
in a long time, but dude, Thor.
Thor, that's true. It's true. I'm like, definitely and saying Thor it would. Cameo I would.
In that. Plus, I really like the limo driver, like the
right.
Like
yeah.
Some weird.
There's yes, yeah, that's what I mean. It's like the side characters really are good, but like funny. Elizabeth Shue's kind of. I feel like she's kind of like the female for equivalent of Matthew Broderick. It's just. Low charisma or whatever. But I've never been a fan of Matthew Broderick.
Mm. Well, actually, he killed that person.
Who did he kill?
Didn't he run someone over?
In real life?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember that, but maybe something similar kind of almost happened.
Well, I'm just going to just be super liable right here.
Matthew Broderick killed someone. Vehicular manslaughter.
Didn't Matthew Broderick kill someone?
What?
I think so.
Whoa, the music got really loud in this.
Yeah, because now at, and here, this is just for you, Matt. At 45 minutes and 30 seconds in, 45 and a half minutes into this movie, the gremlins finally start to happen. This is an overlong first act. That's a problem for this movie.
Yeah, you're right.
Ew,
yeah, good point.
So disgusting.
Well, I mean, I think part of it
they
is...
If they had just called it Eventually Gremlins, then it'd be fine.
I think this is the part that I woke up for when I saw it for the very first time when I was like 3. The drive-in theater.
Trauma.
Midway.
Whoa, and you went to the just, Midway?
Yeah, it was the first drive-in movie that I remember seeing.
Yikes.
And my mom was...
It was probably the last one the Midway ever showed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my mom was pregnant with my sister. My brother was an infant. I was like 3. And it was a terrifying movie, because this is what I came into.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see any of the cute stuff.
I would love to watch a movie called Potential for Gremlins, where they're almost gremlins all the time.
Like, and did you watch? Oh, no,
potential. Mind, yeah.
But the thing is, it would just always be about like them getting fed, and then it would be about time zones and stuff too. Because it would be like, wait, midnight where?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's always midnight. It's like what I say whenever I decide to have a drink at 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah.
Or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It's midnight somewhere.
Potential gremlins: colon time zones.
You just get this like alternating shot between. Like a Mogwai standing on the side of the road next to a puddle, and like a truck coming in the back and forth and the back and forth. Oh, there you are, little guy, and just picks him up.
That would kind of be like okay, so here's what you do. So when you do the remake of Gremlins, you fold in Groundhog Day, and then you fold in elements of those Final Destination movies. So it's basically those. See, that's the real trick to the new modern remake. Instead of just remaking a movie, take all the pieces, take pieces from a couple different movies and throw them together.
With copious amounts of callbacks to the original,
of course. Yeah. You know, character actors or whatever.
Yeah.
Someone left this film projector going. Look at that. Man, you had to be like a total AV club guy back in the day. You couldn't just pop a video cassette into the recorder. He's actually showing him a film. And you know that it's like the day before Christmas break's about to start.
See, now those are desks. Look at all those plugs.
Just oh, yeah.
Plug, and air. That's all you need. Well, I actually guess that's gas.
That's a pretty
snazzy
tag.
Well, wait, is there a problem now with the current lab setups where they're not, like, they're making the desks too complicated or something?
Oh, I just mean in general there aren't enough plugs in the world.
Well, that's true. You know, there's a logic. Oh, look at those valves.
Yeah,
that's definitely more alien-type stuff there, which, I mean, you know. I mean, thematically it's not relevant at all. It's just creepy imagery, I guess.
That's cool seeing the projector from that angle, too.
Oh, yeah.
What type of candy bar does he have right there?
Wow.
Oh.
Is it Twix, isn't it? No.
It's a Snickers. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Snickers.
Product placement.
You got Crunch Bar for Die Hard. You got Snickers for Gremlins. You got,
Look at that hard shadow.
Yeah.
That is cool.
pull his arm out and there's not going to be a hand left.
I don't think it's that bad. I think they might just cut away. Ooh, smash. That wasn't. That was a dolly in, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like smash how blue it is.
Abadi abadi.
Well, this looks like flashback in a soap opera blue right there, though. Like, I remember it. It was back when I was a young man. I came walking in. I caught my science teacher getting his hand eaten off.
The stump was covered in a yogurty slime.
Oh, gross. Wow, they really... Oh, and then they got him
he
good, too.
He was going for the brain cheese.
Nice butt shot. Mm-hmm. It was a shot of a butt with a shot in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was... That's what you
for those of you that missed that.
Oh, the first gremlin hand.
Ew, I
covering the phone.
Gross. I think it's that's his actual brain on the table, probably.
It's like a silly putty brain.
No, that's a real brain.
It does look like silly putty.
Oh, it's at a different angle there.
Switched it a little. They can get away with that. Somebody probably bumped it. Probably got fired. Some poor PA.
I bet it was a gremlin hand.
Gremlin hand
just
guy.
Just flailing around.
The animatronics people running around behind camera, fucking with everybody.
Just eating test tubes or whatever.
To be fair, if I could eat glass, I would eat glass.
It seems like it would have a good texture.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I imagine it's like rock candy.
It'd be smooth, but like kind of sharp, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah. What if it's like, you know, that candy coating where you get like, you know, like a Werther's Original?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I bet it's like that, where you like, you finally get to the end and you just kind of crunch through it. Yeah, I bet it's like that.
But then we're forgetting the fact that it's not like something like that's infused with sugar or sweetness or anything, so it would probably taste like nothing. It would taste like eating ice.
Yeah.
Like if you get like a sheet of ice on something on a cold morning.
He pelted him with syringes. That's evil.
He's not a good guy. But this is a strange science office thing because it's like got a, I guess that's the nurse's station.
I guess so. It is.
More Dutch angles. Now it's a warmer kind of light.
Uh-oh.
Another push in.
Oh, so many so Dutch sad. Angles.
Dutch angles are hard to pull off right, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of hokey camera work, and if you can use it and make it effective, then... And this movie, I think, is perfect for doing that kind of stuff.
That's a good knife. Sorry, continue.
That is a good knife, but those gingerbread, I don't know, they don't look tasty. They don't look dark enough, like not enough molasses.
Really? Now I know, molasses is the key.
To maybe.
You know, to Ian's heart.
It's always the key.
Well, it's the stomach is the trick, right?
It's true.
They even have like a... Really, this house isn't so huge that it needs like a laundry chute.
Or is it?
Bum, bum, bum.
He's got the little attic that he lives in.
Maybe it dates back to like the Underground Railroad, and that was where the slaves would put their laundry in.
Right.
When they were hiding from the evil Southerners.
This doesn't seem like a Southern... That's possible.
Also, the Southerners are stormtroopers.
Now they've got the dry ice going through the egg pouches. Super alien reverence.
Oh, his hand is looking pretty bad.
Did they just do a dolly zoom shot there?
Phone home caca. They might have. I mean, you know, we'll like classic know. Spielberg...
We can't rewind.
Jaws
what
kind of thing.
What type of knife mm-hmm. did she have?
She has like a deboning knife.
I think they're doing it like little bits... Oh, look at that little touch there with that piece of like metal strapping that they used to like, mm-hmm. like because
super
that,
realistic.
That's like, you know, at one point the stupid banister was really loose and so they just did a quick ugly fix to it.
And they have the attic door is the same way, where it was like very clearly a different door at some point and they had to like remake it.
I wonder how much of this is like an actual house, like a little hands on the dust.
Do you think so, or do you think it's just really close attention to detail?
It's possible, but like that strapping didn't look brand new, so it wasn't like something that they just did. I mean, it's possible that like the set design is good in this movie, other than the fact that like they put those plates up that were like the same ones they own, which just seemed weird.
I really like that little trophy with the broken off trophy next.
Yeah,
to it.
Right.
That's
yeah, yeah.
Good.
It's just a pedestal. It's got nothing on it.
Well, the broken off the trophy is like right next to it. Like it very clearly fell off.
That could be what exactly what it is, yeah.
Is this someone's house? This might actually be someone's house.
It sure feels like it's an actual person's house. But they're getting enough, like, real camera work done in here, like, with, like, dolly tracks and stuff. It would have been really hard to...
What's up with the, like, portal happening on the wall there? It's about to open up and monsters are going to come through.
Where?
With the green shimmery part on the left there.
Oh, I missed it.
Huh. Maybe it was my imagination.
First shot. Oh man, now I can't eat gingerbread ever again. Look at these guys.
Well, at least we know that those cookies suck.
Yeah, those cookies were gross. Yeah, I mean, it's okay if they're different cookies.
Amazing animatronics. Was that stop motion there?
I no idea.
I don't.
Ooh, it looked a little. Nice little like,
I mean, it
sweat sheen on her face.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great. Now we understand how you take care of the gremlins. You murder them with household utensils and appliances and such. This is kind of like a safety video, though, really. It's like, it's like, just be wary. Just because you're at home, like, making dinner, you could injure yourself severely if you're not careful.
Mom is like a knight.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Well, it's really funny that, I mean, the you know, the professor or whatever he is, and very nice. And the kid both got totally wrecked by these things, but she managed to just destroy two of them.
It's because she knows how to weigh up. She's a mom. Moms are always the toughest. She's gonna Pam the hell out. This one gets it the best. This one does get it the worst though.
Absolutely.
And then gets like turned
fake
on.
Fake snow in the face.
Yeah, fake snow in the face.
Flea and tick. It was flea and tick killer.
Oh my god. Beautiful.
Which is really great to have on the counter while you're baking.
Whoa.
It was so disgusting.
A 1980. Oh
my it just god. Geysered.
A 1984 microwave too. Yeah.
It looks like they filled a dual wheeled with a water balloon and just
gremlin gusher.
I love that she grabs one knife and then she goes back for another. She's like, no, fuck this, we're doing two knives. But once again, another nice touch that makes the house feel lived in, and like it's just a group of like middle class type people, is they've got the flea and tick stuff for Barney.
Yep.
Who just goes out and just before advantage or anything. So they just like just spray Barney down. The kitchen is also a muddy, gross place.
Wow, 1984 Boggle.
Oh,
I wonder, like, there were probably words that didn't exist then.
Fire hazard.
Yeah, come on.
Giant stocking pretty much hanging into the fireplace.
That fireplace is a pathetic, weak little fireplace.
Shenanigans.
Though.
This mom is too savvy to hang a stocking that close to the fire.
That could have been a kitten in there, but we know it
wasn't. Robo.
That's a lot of nuts.
Okay, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
This is why we will never have a giant Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Because a gremlin could fall on you.
Hiding places.
Or just because it could fall on you.
Both.
I feel like if you have the ability to have a giant Christmas tree, you should try it at least once or twice.
Actually,
there is something awesome about a giant Christmas tree. The trick is just you use, like, honest to God, heavy gauge wire with like an eye bolt into a stud. Or not into a stud, into like a rafter. And that's how you secure it. And then it hangs, and then you just put a bowl of water underneath it. That's all you need to do it.
Have you done this before?
Oh, zillions of times.
Nice.
You hang the tree?
Yeah, you hang it.
Wow.
Isn't that like, we have, hang a tree?
If you ever over my house, you'll see we have a couple eye bolts in the living room in different spots. Those are just for that.
Ooh.
That's beautiful.
It's like the devil.
I guess I never thought about it.
You
hang, that's smart.
You hang it, and then it... Well, you need like two people or one or two really robust, because you have to lift it
sure.
and hang it first.
Sure.
And so, yeah. And then, and then you just like put a bow or something there and it hides the wire.
Nice.
Very nice. That way you can also play Christmas tree pinata later.
You can do all kinds of crazy things. She got a gash to the cheek. That means things are on. That means it's serious now.
Mm-hmm.
The shit just got serious.
They drew first blood.
Funny how
the scientist
seems...
didn't count at all. He was the science guy that dies.
She seems so feeble going over to the neighbor's house, but she was a badass.
Yeah, she really took charge of that fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... She should have just sprayed her wound with flea and tick spray and continued with
her
day.
She had like a brief rip.
Now I have to make some more cookies.
No fleas or ticks are getting in these.
Had like a brief Ripley moment and then just kind of faded into like Which I think is sometimes kind of realistic. You know, people go through stuff, and when they're kind of away from it, then they're just like, I'm going to go take a nap now.
Yeah, naps are great.
That sounded like...
I think that is the... That's the Forbidden Planet You're version. Because right. he has the big circle things, and the Robbie one doesn't have those.
Well, it has all the flippy... what do you call them? Relays, too, in its head. And the one from Lost in Space was, like, very solid-state-y.
Ooh, it's a winter wonderland.
He's going to find Jack Nicholson frozen in a minute here. Uh-oh.
Oh, there's Jackie.
Johnny.
Damn it.
It's okay. We're getting there.
Rewind.
We're getting there. Kingston Falls. YMCA.
So that's... I feel like he wouldn't have skipped on that last part if it were snow, but it sort of looks like snow.
Man, they knew where to go find the water, but here's the thing. It's chlorinated water. You got to wonder, like, how well would...
There's some salt in the pool.
That's true, I know, right? That's a new system, I guess.
Wait, what?
Adapt. Instead of needing just chlorine, you can sort of do a chlorine, like, salination quality. It's almost like you're swimming in the ocean. It's a nice quality.
Oh, that sounds nicer.
Yeah, it is plus. It's more nice than, like, the chlorine stink. And
yeah.
It doesn't smell like bleach.
Burn in your eyes.
Your hair doesn't crinkle and fall out.
Yeah. That's why my hair fell out, damn it.
Pool people. They always go bald early. I don't actually know that.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So clearly everyone can tell this is the alarm part of the movie. That's another good sync point for him, Matt.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Whoa!
Damn.
Here we go. It's Stripe, who's, you know...
A dick.
The worst of the worst. And here we go. Now, all of them are going
to
be...
He just wanted to wait in there for the guy to show up.
All of them are coming from... Gonna come from Stripe now.
I like how he's holding his nose when he was going in too.
Yeah, that's good.
He just needs to throw like pure salt,
or just like a toaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just a toaster. Yeah.
That's a cool effect. That's I wonder how they did that. How they got the light bubbles?
How they did that? That looks really neat.
They brought a whole bunch of wet dry vax.
It looks like dry ice.
Well, that would give. But would that give you the bubbles?
Absolutely.
That would give you the bubble.
Oh yeah, it would boil like crazy. Or you could do. You could also do. Well, I don't actually know. It looks like those are specific geysers, but I don't know. You could do huge amounts of dry ice, or if they had some way to release liquid nitrogen in, it would do that also.
It's like a disco.
What would also do it?
Liquid nitrogen.
Whoa.
But you'd end up with a bunch of ice that way, so I don't know.
Yeah
they probably
liquid nitrogen, which you'd put it in a pool and it would just freeze the whole thing?
Yeah.
It would be pretty bad.
How much, like, what volume would you need?
Like, probably, like, two to one liquid nitrogen would, like, freeze the pool. But then it would also, you know, suffocate you.
Yeah. Be a bad it's Mike! It's Mike! So Mike was a cop before he retired and moved to New Mexico.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
This is... Oh, my gosh.
That guy's smoking a doobie, it looks like.
So Gremlins is a prequel to Breaking Bad, just like Malcolm in the Middle.
I like that theory. Is that a candy cane or a peanut?
I can't tell because I'm not wearing my glasses. I'm just going to say it's a doobie.
It's a candy cane.
He's got a little cap gun. Oh, no, it's one of those dart guns. They don't have those dart guns anymore. I need one of those.
What kind of darts do they shoot? Those suction cup darts?
Yeah, little tiny suction cup darts.
Well, who's going to poke your eye out with that?
I don't know, but I want one just exactly like that.
Yeah. The other side of the dart, yeah, you'd poke your eye out with the other side for sure.
I guess so. I want one of those.
That looks like stop motion.
Yeah, definitely.
And that some kind of composition, maybe, or
that's really impressive. Oh, wow!
Darkness.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, one of the shops in Coraline with a bunch of flowers blooming, they did this really cool trick where they put a bunch of mirrors in the shot, and they did this one flower, like one flower, with six mirrors in the shot, all reflecting the flower back into the camera. So they basically had like seven different angles on the same flower opening up.
Oh, they're happily married. Huh.
That's brilliant. Cool. Yeah.
Well, he's watching, like, they made specific Christmas stuff for angry drunk types. Let's watch the Angry Drunk Santa on the Roof movie. Foreign TV. The Afghan. Well, they're up there going crazy. Oh, that's Rabbit Ears 3.0 right there.
Zenith.
I have never in my life seen, like, that angry old harmless drunk kind of guy, you know. It's always a binary state, right, between like normal person and, you know, meth head. I don't know anyone in between.
You don't know, just the casual, like, kind of a drunk, kind of a jerk, but not really that harmless.
Right, like, you know, their marriage is unhappy, but they seem to coexist pretty well.
They live in a big damn house.
Yeah, wow.
Maybe it's a Midwestern fallacy.
Oh, my life is so terrible.
What a mansion.
Yeah.
The house, we could fit like 10 of our houses in that.
Mm-hmm. We could hide angry drunks everywhere. We'd never see them.
I mean, their marriage is probably doing halfway okay because they have enough places to go.
That's true.
Here's where the music
always hits in. Killer.
And now you know that the gremlins are doing their gremlin thing.
Mm-hmm.
The plow's out.
Just a hint of Christmas Carol in that.
There is. It's kind of got that quality to it. It's definitely got some synth going on. They're cackling creeps. Just wreaking havoc.
You should definitely close those doors.
I kind of want that framed Nixon poster that he had. That looked like a Nixon poster, like as if Nixon was like Houdini and like gonna perform, didn't it? It looked like come now, come one, come all, see the amazing Nixon.
Well, they're dead.
But they don't die. They're in the sequel.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, yeah. So speaking of gremlins, critters. Yeah.
Oh, that's all you have to say.
Terrifying.
Oh, yeah. That's you want to do 1 through 4 or and then take a break and do 5, where 5 skips way far into the future and brings back the guy that looks like one of the guys from Tears for Fears?
What if it was just Critters X, like Jason X?
It was practically Critters X, I'm telling you.
Really?
It was pretty much Critters X.
Okay, I have to watch that now.
I don't know, except I don't know that they actually did anything with the critters. It was actually more, it was a weird story. It was like, it had less to do with the critters and more to do with, like, the, kind of, like, sci-fi space politics of, around the critters. It's only hinted at a little in, like, the first one.
That's so great.
Oh, no. And then even though it's, like, there's no traffic right now, like, there'll be car crashes.
And also, they're electrical engineers. Yes. This is how I make them all green. This is how to do it. So angry. What an angry little
patriotic little fellow, yeah. He is underused in this one. They did remedy that in the second one, I think, where they ended up having him finally, like, take some, like, agency and, like, start taking care of things.
Oh, I remember when he dressed up like Rambo.
Oh, yeah, and awesome. He used that awesome bow he built, like, that one of the hardcore paperclips.
Yep.
Like, the no-fucking-around paperclips.
No papers
like,
escaping from
like
those
the, like, the one that's, like, it's not as good, but it's only barely not as good as, like, an honest-to-God clip.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of those black clips, like those paper clips.
Yeah, so what you're saying is if a paper clip, if the intention of a paper clip is to keep papers from escaping, you can liken a paper clip to like a prison or a little jail.
Yeah, right.
And this thing was like the triple max slam of paper clips.
This was the federal fuck you in the ass paper clip.
This is where dick dusters go.
Where the dick dusters go. It was just like Helion Prime of paper clips.
Crematoria.
So why does he need the Red Cross badge, too, on his sheriff outfit?
He just wants to feel good.
He got that, like, at the same, like, YMCA, like, one night, like, CPR course. Like, a bunch of 8-year-olds were taken and stuff, and he was so proud of himself that he had his wife sew it on his shirt right then and there.
That's what I would do. Deagle. Oh, wow.
Wait, 11:15? Such a good gun. 11:15?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is hours till 11:15 at night? For real estate, in case someone just has to buy a house at like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, I need it. You gotta show me this open house. I'm totally game.
We should get our dog one of those chairs.
Real cat or creepy animatronic cat?
I don't think it's real.
I don't think it's animatronic, but they definitely did something weird. It's probably just so scared being on that thing.
Well, yeah, I think it's because the chair is kind of rocking back and forth that it looked like it had a little bit of a shake to it.
Now it's a real cat.
It's also really old, it looks like.
Now, this is that same old lady that, like, we'd already kind of been taught to hate, right?
I think so.
Except she looks totally different
her
now.
Her wig isn't on.
She's got her wig, and she doesn't have her huge hat.
Yeah, and we see that she's just got a bunch of cats.
Powder her
she's
eyebrows.
Kind of sad. Yeah. Like, this
eyebrow
is where,
powder is missing.
We feel kind of some, like, pathos for her right now, I think. Even though then we launch her off here in a minute.
Now her eyebrows are different.
Oh, you can just tell that house smells terrible.
But now she's reminded us. Oh, yeah.
Like, moldy, old wood, cat piss and shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the smell of cat piss perfume, soaked into mahogany.
Like, oh, my
musky
gosh.
Perfume. Ugh.
That's the rough part. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Well, she's head doused them.
And there's like the one with like the leather cap.
Yeah, the leather cap.
Yeah, like it's a bunch of sweat hogs or something. And the electrical engineer gremlin is over there working over a chair.
He had a sense of humor. It's great.
He's like, we're playing with it. No, the thing you said about cats got me thinking about the litter boxes and stuff. I was like, today I cleaned the litter box before he left because, like, you know, when it gets cold and then I can't open windows and you have doors closed and everything, you're like, let's make as many gross smells, potential smells go away as possible. And as I was doing
love this part of the movie.
Yeah.
This is like my favorite part.
I did love this part a lot too. And you're like, how many like levels of stairs is it? Yeah. It's spiraling out. But it's only one story though. I thought it looked like that should have been at least four stories.
That's so good.
Oh, it's the best part.
My God.
It's the climax of the movie right there.
No half measures, huh, Mike? Nope.
He should have taken off his glasses. My God.
Wasted opportunity.
Santa, you are fucked.
What a crappy fence.
That's one of those, like, good fences, good neighbors thing, where it's like, they don't need that great a fence because they are good neighbors.
It's true.
They just need a decorative fence.
Yeah, it's just decorative. Okay. To indicate, like, a delineation in the line where it's like, oh, I'm going to mow my lawn at, you know, this time of year, and you're going to mow your lawn at this time of year. Okay, that's fine. Here's where a break is. Okay.
It's not even wood. It's actually just candy, just in case homeless people get hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
They just break
what up. What a nice group.
Oh, don't worry. I'll put another picket on tomorrow.
Oh, I can sure go for a picket or two right now.
Hobo Code says these pickets is the best kind.
I'll trade you a carved hobo nickel for that.
Whoa, super crazy metal scissors.
Yeah.
cutting up the cord. What the fuck?
Those are the same ones that like his like mom's like co-worker used to cut the cord for him when she gave birth to him in the elevator. They're the office scissors, and that's why he kept them. They're commemorative. They have a lot of sentimental
disc
value.
Brake on the brake pedal.
I didn't see it. Nice. Those are both good car crashes.
Oh, hair. Oh, check the gate. You gotta check the gate, man. Oh man! Once again, he never learned anything about defrosting his car.
No,
not that there's much to learn. I heard that there's a spray you can get that will, like, you can spray it on your windshield and it helps it defrost really quick.
Just dump a bunch of salt all over your
car. Or just like vodka or something.
Antifreeze.
I would feel like just salt would be a bad idea, though. It probably would be bad for the car.
It does rust it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rockin' Rickies.
You always have to have, like, some kind of radio personality, or, like, speaking of Critters 2, you have the jingle for the Hungry Heifer, where they won't sell you no bum steer.
What was the Indiana Jones analog in this?
Oh, it was the radio guy.
Was it Rockin'
Rickies? It was an announcer, it was a big billboard for the radio guy, yeah, of all people.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Cigarettes, candy, and
mobile oil.
Oh, okay.
Filters.
I don't know if that's candy. It looks more like chips. It's candy and chips. It's like candy bars and then like maybe
Lay's.
Some kind of chips and stuff.
Snacky time snacks.
And Fritos.
Yep, it's a gas station, I guess.
When the guy's gonna
give him another pitch.
Forever.
See, cutting away from the Gremlins action to this just seems like, okay, you're screwing your pace up, man.
I do love that he walks around with his adventures in a bowling ball bag, though.
Well, yeah, and then that's another good.
It matches. Look, it's
all worn,
mm-hmm.
and then you call back to the bowling trophy. Mm-hmm. Like, this really is, like, from a set design and just from a cinematography standpoint, this movie is really quality. It's choice.
It's pretty great, and they destroy a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably part of the fun. It's like we have to have a lot of stuff to destroy, but they really make this place feel like a place. Like, it feels like a place that actually exists.
I feel like she was a champ about this. Mm-hmm.
I also really want Coors really bad.
Right. Well, Coors is always a good thing. It's always a good choice.
I kind of agree.
I kind of feel like these gremlins in this bar are kind of like just the common
folks. I was going to say that.
They're just like, this is what we deal with every day in Arcata.
It's a commentary.
There's a degree of it. Well, it's probably for her too. Like you're like she's handling this pretty well, and I'm like this is probably a gremlin, annoying drunk guy. It's the same thing to her. It's all just people she just wants to serve, and then they leave.
And they're all ugly, no matter what.
Yeah,
she's just like okay,
don't bite me. And then the creepy sex guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's going the old Barney.
Ew, look at the stomach.
Alien is just going to pop out.
Yeah, so it's water, but not beer. Mm-hmm. Even Coors.
Yep, Coors definitely got it.
Oh, look at those vector graphics. So
that's
Star Wars.
Oh, I got to play that game. Isn't that Star Wars? Cool.
That's the assault on the Death Star
game. If the beer were Olympia, then there would be more of them.
So
that's a good call.
Just an aside again though, that Star Wars the Star Wars Death Star run game, that one is really rare now.
Oh, I'm sure it's worth $1 zillion because it's a Star Wars game.
Well, and it's because it's vector graphics, and those are super hard to do, and they're like impossible to do on an LCD, so it has to be a CRT.
Wow. Yeah, I played that game in a bar in Portland. It was amazing.
Oh man,
I feel like it's silly that they have genders now, or they're.
The gremlins, they pick their own characters. There is something. Oh, it's the classic Jack fifth that's rounded instead of sharper, and they made it even more sharper now. See, like this one is like an old, like bluesy detective-y guy,
kind of noir.
They do way more with it in the sequel, but they do kind of point out like that they all sort of take on their own personalities in a way that like. It bucks gender trends in some senses, you know. Like we don't, you know, they don't. They're transgender or agender, so they get to kind of do their own thing.
We've got the flash dance,
the flash dance, break dancing.
Okay, now that's cool.
Oh yeah, see, this was the part in the movie where, when I was a little kid, I was like super scared of like movies, like scary movies and stuff, monster movies and things. I was a real fraidy cat, so when I was watching this movie, I was all, like, uptight and tense and scared the whole time. Up until about this point, and then I just started laughing uncontrollably. This movie taught me that it was okay to, like, get, you know, to, like, it's like the first dark comedy for me, I suppose. This appreciation of, like, creepy, disturbing, upsetting things, but then them just being laughed at, you know?
Nice.
Well, how old were you when you saw this movie for the first time?
Let's see, if it came out in 84... The youngest I could have been would be like 6. So I wasn't 3. Yeah. Like I guess I don't think I remember being 3. I don't think I remember anything from being 3, but I don't know.
But
that's crazy that you remember something from 3 years old actually.
Yeah. I remember a lot. But I remember seeing this movie like when I was 7 and it was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, 7. Yeah, that was probably about closer to where I was. Was like, you know, 6 or 7 or something like that.
I don't feel like she's letting enough time or allowing enough time for those flashes to charge.
That's true. They would take, and not to mention the fact that, I mean, that's an old Polaroid camera, so she's probably spent about $50 by now.
Yeah.
Why do you have a barber's pole in a bar like that? I'm a creepy mugger.
A bar.
With a gun. Okay. I'll give it to you. And World War II pictures, like, this is, like, a total... We never got to meet, like, the actual proprietor of the bar, did we?
No, I don't think so. Unless it was the old guy.
Maybe it was her dad.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Dick Miller, but, like, the dad that chokes to death when he's pretending to be Santa and tries to go down the actual chimney.
That was her dad?
Yeah, that guy. That's the story she tells, right, Matt?
Yeah, did she tell that story already?
No, it's in a few minutes, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't remember that disturbing. At all.
Yeah, and then she tries to get into another one, like, in the sequel, and then they just cut her off. Like, is this going to be another one of those, like, really, like, dark... Yeah, we don't need to hear that. It was the equivalent of, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark moment in Temple of Doom, where, like, the guy comes out and flourishes a sword, and he's like, I'm just going to shoot, and he doesn't have his gun, though. So he has to use the... So they just uses the whip and takes the sword from him.
Pretty good. Hey, I got a question for you guys. You know how they, you know, movie stuff. How do they do the, like, the electrical sparks flying like that? Do you know? Is that just like a
special
firework?
Effects type things?
Yeah.
All I know is they probably have to do a lot of these things a lot of times.
Fair enough.
And because not only, like, this is, you kind of, with things that flash, yeah, you have to get lucky about where the shutter is.
Sure, sure, sure.
And so if the shutter is closed when the flash happens, then you don't get the flash. I remember when I shot my first short, I actually shot it with 16mm, and we were using some kind of a prop gun thing, and I think I got lucky on, like, take two, and, like, the flash showed up on the thing. So, like, it's all pretty involved. And they probably can time things pretty well and use, like, intervalometers and stuff, depending on the effects. But to be perfectly honest, I really don't know how the pyrokinetic stuff is pulled off. I just know that it's all impressive because it does take a lot of craftspeople, like, a lot of work to do this. And if they did remake this movie now, like, they probably would eventually do, it would be a lot of green screen,
yeah,
and CG gremlins. And they might be able to pull off some creative things with the gremlins because of that, but I don't know that they would necessarily look that great.
I just wondered because they always have, like, you know, those showering sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like a firework. It looks like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, a Transformer blow up. It looks exactly like that.
It's, yeah,
I can't imagine they'd actually blow up a Transformer. It's far too dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I would guess they'd have special fireworks made,
mm-hmm,
that would achieve that.
Oh, she's talking about noticing the smell. Mm-hmm. Her dad got stuck. They broke the chimney top.
The story is way too dark for this movie.
Well, it's also really, really stupid, too. Like the, would her dad have really tried to go down the chimney?
Who knows what 1984 chimneys were like.
Possibly, but I don't, I've never seen, most houses don't have a chimney. I mean, I have a big house with a two fireplace type thing, but that's two separate ones. But even then, that's not a big enough chimney for even a regular sized person, not let alone someone dressed up like Santa.
Why did the story even need to be told in this movie?
Yeah, what is the point of the story in this movie?
I think it's supposed to sort of be something about her being,
do they
so
just want
weird,
us
maybe?
To go through the whole range of emotion. We've got the scares, we've got the comedy, we've got the goofy, silly moments. We've got the romance. And now we'll have a horrible, depressing story.
Or is it just the stupid,
wait, and now
I want to protect her now thing?
Does he end up with the dog now? Dog? He said, Barney, shut up. So he took the dog with him on his like sales pitch?
I guess so.
I maybe he did because it was like they thought, oh, the other gremlins aren't getting along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be some kind of a, like, weird thing with, yeah, I don't get, I still don't know that. As a kid, I think it felt like it was sort of somehow attached to the idea of her kind of being a little withdrawn, but also a little stronger. Like, she'd gone through something so dark, so, like, she was kind of steeled to be able to, like, deal with these gremlins and these creatures, maybe. Like, that's where it felt like it kind of had some point to it. But still, that's still kind of a stretch.
Oh, the tavern's just right across the street.
Yeah, and at one point there was a Burger King, but it was like built into like one of the like town fronts, which was kind of interesting.
That'd be cool.
It wasn't. Yeah, well, it was like the ones that use the fanciful ones you see, or like Burger King and McDonald's.
I do like a good fanciful McDonald's.
You know, how built McFancy.
She's still not wearing enough.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she was in that bar where it was nice and warm and then had to run out in an emergency, so that's justifiable.
Hi,
it's not like they put her, like, in a torn bikini top.
They could have.
At Fast Times, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that popcorn.
Such disdain.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Why would Snow White and the Seven Dwarves be playing around Christmas time? It's years and years.
That
and
shot
years
is out. Awesome. How do you think they did that?
That looks like the gear setting mirrors. You can see like the some of the like the sections look cloudy.
Yeah, maybe they have like five of these puppets.
Probably
and they just like replicated them.
Yeah,
all.
They probably just did an optical effect.
See, look,
yeah,
look at,
reproduced them.
No, they split it right down the middle on the exit signs. It looks like. Look again. Because they're identical. We'll see it again.
Wait, right down the middle of the frame?
Right down the middle of the door, because, like, the door is a double door, and it looks like the exit sign didn't say exit. It looked like it was, like, EXE, or EXXE, or something like that.
Totally nailed that. Man, look at that. Like, now, any Yikes. Self-respecting miner is going to call shenanigans seeing that. They're going to be like, you know what it's like? You go into the mine, it's not brightly lit, there's not shimmering jewels everywhere, there's like, oh my god, I'm doing my job for a reason. It's just a bunch of dirt, and you dig through it, and you sift through it, and you make it wet, and then eventually maybe you find something.
That little guy that got stoked about those diamonds, he's going to work at Green Guts. He was like, oh yeah.
Deserter. Mm-hmm. The movie choices in this are strange. I mean, the pod people one kind of makes sense. I don't know anything about that Clark Gable movie. And the Snow White movie doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe because it's a little, but like the dwarves and the gremlins are small too.
So is this Disney? Is the Gremlins Disney owned?
I think it's...
No, it wasn't. It was...
Not at the time.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
It was Warner Brothers, and it was Amblin. So
how'd they get a hold of the Snow White footage? See, look how it doesn't say exit.
It looks like it says exit to
you
me.
Think so?
You know, what I see are, like, layers of parallax there. Yeah, I bet they just green-screened several layers back. Well, they
wouldn't have been
green-screened
then. It would have probably been an optical effect. They would have just taken a pass, matted off part of it, and then taken another pass with the film and replaced them or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, just with the product placements and stuff seeming much more natural, that's just the way it was back then. You know, cool. you pay a fee or something and...
Huh.
Disney wasn't insanely proprietary, I guess. I don't know. It was before Michael Eisner or whoever was the one that made, you know, Disney conquer the world.
Crazy. I just read Disney bought the rights to Indiana Jones too, which okay. I guess wasn't included in the
I thought that when Lucasfilm Arts or whatever.
They got Willow though. Willow was part of the deal.
Whoa. That makes sense. Another Willow movie, huh?
Yeah, so just to make a plug for another podcast, the Nerdy Show often do a Willow Watch segment of their State of the Empire where they discuss the Star Wars and Willow standing. And
then there's nothing. It's probably 30 seconds for the whole thing. Like, yeah. Star Wars, Star Wars. Casting rumors. Yep. Okay, next.
A lot of screaming of Madman Mardigan.
Mad Mardigan.
So, yeah.
It may not work. They would be dead already.
You are, Swaldman.
Yeah.
Why would they be dead?
Because he, like, opened up the gas valve and then lit some newspaper. Like,
right next to it, right. Yeah.
They'd be toast already.
How quickly does gas, like, seep through the air?
Fairly quickly, but it also has to it has to disperse. I just don't know. To fill up such a large space, I feel like it would take a long time.
It's pretty quick.
If you had a gas line open and, like, 6 feet away... like constant flame, would the gas, like, as soon as it reaches the flame, just make a big, like, flash fire and then disperse? And then just, or would it be like some constant stream?
It'd be like just a jet of flame. It doesn't burn that fast.
Weird.
But it is, like, it's always under pressure. So when it comes out, it expands pretty rapidly. So it can fill up a room real fast.
If you want to blow up a theater with a gas line, is this the way to do it?
Probably. I think we've seen from Inglourious Bastards that you just set a bunch of film on fire.
Yeah. That stuff will set off right quick. That one's like, I got so many patients, I put a triage, but what is that one? Three Musketeers.
And you had a red vine.
Ugh.
Are you a not red vine guy? Are you a Twizzler guy?
No, I'm an actual licorice guy. Did you know that black licorice tastes good? Red licorice tastes awful. It tastes like it's made out of chemicals and crap, which is what it is.
It's not. If you look at red vines, there's only like 5 ingredients.
Yeah, and they're all like
plastic.
Yeah,
they're
plastic one. Plastic
I will
number
say
47.
This, though, I love me some candy corn, and I had absolutely none of it this time.
That's
I
just fine. Like candy corn's neon. Great.
Yeah,
we ate
the neon
candy corn Oreos for the first time. Those are pretty great.
I could only eat one of those.
Yeah. I think I would be the same way.
That was so intense.
Yeah, pretty great.
Oh, look at all those.
Now they're in the toy store.
There's like candy and
toys. Oh, man, I remember this when I was a kid.
Back when toy stores existed.
I remember this. very, very
Ooh,
well.
Look at all those fancy 80s clothes.
Capitalism the Gremlin.
I swear I saw one time, not long ago, at CVS, a Red Vines brand cherry flavored.
Ugh.
And I swear, because I know that Twizzlers are like cherry flavored, or they're supposed to be, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I swear it was the Red Vines brand.
Well, you know, there's
I've never seen them anywhere else.
There's like an East Coast, West Coast divide between Twizzlers and Red Vines, right?
Really?
Yeah, like red people on the West Coast like Red Vines, people on the East Coast seem to like Twizzlers.
Those fuckers.
I know. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Well, speaking of cherries, we just missed the love scene.
Yeah.
Well, that was just kind of gross.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was, like, sweet and innocent, and also, like, really sad. Like, they were like, well, I probably won't ever see you again.
It kind of actually looked genuine, too.
Yeah.
Hypnotism. Why'd they put a spotlight on that hypnotism?
And why is the hypnotism book or whatever right next to, like, the stereos and the TVs?
Weird. Because they're going to hypnotize you.
Boom!
It's a commentary on the subliminal messaging in the media.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. There should have been a can of New Coke right there.
Yeah, there should have, yeah.
I know, smashing TVs, oh man.
Yeah, they
have you ever done that
so
before?
Good. Yes.
Fun.
We filmed it with a sledgehammer. They really go.
I did that too with a sledgehammer. Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta film it.
Yeah. It's very startling. You have to hit the top though, so if you're gonna like do an old monitor, you have to hit this like hit the head like directly on the top of the monitor.
Oh, okay.
And it just
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news, huh, with them CRTs?
I think yes. I kind of bowled my, bowled the sledgehammer into it sideways. Like,
very nice.
Directly in.
Very nice.
They are robust.
Ooh, is that saying Midnight? Like a Midnight Barbie, but she's riding, oh, that's the horse.
Midnight
the horse
Barbie, name, the horror edition.
The horse was named Midnight?
Horse.
Look at this, there's the Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
There was Garfield just there, too.
Well, okay. Is that E.T.?
There's well,
Bugs Bunny and all those are
it
all...
It is E.T.
The Looney Tunes...
So creepy.
Looney Tunes are all Warner licensed.
Certainly.
So they're okay.
So who is doing... So, no, the Garfield cartoons didn't come till later. Never mind.
No, they might have been around now.
I don't think so. I think the actual cartoons were 90s.
Well, I do... Now, I do remember one being when I was a little kid, the Halloween one with the pirates. That was scary. It was a special, but still.
A Garfield?
Uh-huh.
Special?
I remember the Halloween special. It's creepy as shit.
Do you remember when...
Auto ejaculation.
When the department stores used to have those indoor... Everywhere. Garden sections.
Yeah.
And they were all, like, always done up nice. I remember that.
Yeah, and they always had, like... There was, like, a greater humidity in them. So
yes.
When you went in, you felt like you were in, like, a different world.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember how where Winco is now? How it was totally different. Sears was where Winco is.
Yeah,
they had
huge...
like that cool like koi fish
mm-hmm,
pond
with a bridge
restaurant.
Over it.
Oh
yeah.
Shit! Now I do remember
oh,
all that. Oh wow!
So amazing.
Oh wow!
It was great.
And like the
that
whole
was
inside
crazy.
Of that
yeah.
area was like a little mall, and there were little stores.
Yeah, you
on
know,
the
it was
side.
It was the first mall.
Yeah, it was the Eureka
yeah.
Mall.
It was the Eureka Mall back then. Yeah,
it was amazing.
And it had two levels, kind of in a weird way.
Yeah,
it had the down level.
It had a downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And the fish got sick because people would throw french fries in there.
Oh no.
I know, they could have just given those french fries to me.
Fools!
Everybody's life would be different. The corn would still be alive.
They are still alive. They're in the Pearson garden section.
Oh, they transferred them, huh?
Yeah.
Is how it happened to them?
Uh-huh.
Cool. He's getting
Ow.
Fucked up.
He kind of might have actually hurt himself right there.
Yeah.
Like, the actor
oh,
might have
man.
Actually hurt himself.
He's just like, keep
sunlight.
Going.
Now it's like a vampire movie. These are like, I mean, people talk about like the genius of the alien and like the idea of it with the life cycle and stuff. These gremlins are pretty awesome. I mean, they're a little bit vampire. They're
sort
a little
of
bit
like
just plain
camoed out too.
Yeah. So, I like that you can get like a
oh my god,
not like a good sized crossbow, but like a like concealable crossbow. Like, in a department store back then.
Oh, not a music lover, I see.
He would not be able to throw
no
like
death
that
by stereo.
With his arm with, all...
And
oh,
the arrow,
he could do it.
The arrow, did he pull the arrow out?
It looks
yeah,
like
that's
he
a tricep
I'm
move,
sorry,
not
it's not an arrow, it's a bolt.
Oh.
Rewind!
He's done with him. He comes with a,
oh,
like a mini
shit.
Saw. It's like an electric saw, though. Those chainsaws are
but
electric.
Then here's the, yeah.
It is an electric chainsaw.
Uh-huh.
He's only got about 30 feet to play with, then.
God, that's scary. It's a good bat.
Yeah. Well, I think the trick is you just kind of rotate it around and then it never gets a bite.
Trust Louisville.
Yeah. Oh, it takes about a solid 30 seconds to cut through one of us with a chainsaw.
We've got 30 seconds in this commercial and we'll demonstrate.
Oh, I forgot about, like, yeah, these he's remembering the line about the race car and stuff, and Clark Gable about the dame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, they were really secure in their stuff. It didn't look like it was locked, or maybe
she's really strong.
Yeah, I was going to say, she bent the shit out of that metal.
She's just, like, so pumped.
The women in Gremlins, like, they when they're called to action, they will take care of things.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
They're not
it's
these,
good.
Like,
there's a little...
That's awesome.
Sweet.
Boom. He's out of time.
I like the sound effect with it, too.
He's like, maybe it's just as simple as unplugging the lights. Like, all the lights are just plugged in right there.
They've got the cuckoo bird, like, knockout phase sound effects going. You can't have that sound effect and a story about your dad breaking his neck going down the chimney dressed as Santa in the same movie. You can't do it.
You can in the 80s, and that's why it's great.
Nah, he knows what a gun is. These gremlins are like...
Well, there was that one earlier that had figured the gun out and was even had the ski mask on. He was going to rob the bar, remember?
That's right.
He had like a he had like a snub nose 38 special. He was gonna take care of business.
What? Are those all just like cans for the tennis balls?
Yeah, they used to come in cans like that.
I know.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if they were more flea and tick spray.
It makes you wonder, like, did the tennis balls guys like just buy a Pringles factory, or did the Pringles people buy a tennis ball factory? And then they're like, well, like, we already have them. It kind of fit.
What else can we put in here?
I think there is a story about that with Pringles where they was like one of those innovation things.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Yeah, like the fucking ad wizards were sitting there playing a game of tennis at the courts, and they're like, oh, well, why don't we just do this, Bob? Absolutely, changing paradigm shift.
He looked a lot like Predator right there, standing there. Like, waiting.
84? Was this before Predator? Is Predator 86? I think it is. I think it's after 84. I don't think it's early 80s.
Oh, forget.
Here we go. It's time to make more of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is horrifying.
At the Fountainhead? Yeah, this is pretty gruesome. Boop. You can see it's broad daylight in that part. I don't know why the garden section wouldn't have more windows.
Yeah, it's the darkest place.
It's a shade garden. Or a cave garden.
Or maybe they're growing a lot of mushrooms now.
Maybe.
Now, did I miss it, or does he actually wing Billy with a bullet too, right?
What?
Didn't he wing Billy with a bullet, too?
No, I don't think he shot him.
Okay, he just got him with that bolt from the crossbow. Mm-hmm.
Got him good. I do like that in the...
Ew.
Yeah, yogurt. That's
pretty bad.
Oh, mucus yogurt.
I do like, though, that when the humans in this get injured, I mean, the injuries are pretty debilitating.
Yeah, they sort of are affected by it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a long stretch to go from bright light, like, I don't like that, like, to, like, I get, like, exposed to it, like,
disgusting.
2 seconds of it does this to me, and, you know, a minute of it turns me into Goop Monster City.
That is really horrifying.
Oh. Now, that belongs in the movie with the story about broken neck Santa dad on the roof.
Yes, you're right.
That gruesomeness does. But then followed up with a little, aww. Like, he's all nestling. He's like, oh, I want to be warm.
Somebody had a big day.
Yeah. He's going to try to breastfeed or something right there.
Oh, God. No, no, no.
You got to see the skeleton.
Oh.
How you going to do it with skeleton powers?
Also, they shoot it in the head so that it's actually dead.
Oh.
That is so gross.
When I was a little kid, I occasionally would think about, like, if I was ever going to be killed in a terrible way, like, if I would have that last moment to just jump out as my skeleton, cool. You know? You know, be like, ah! you know?
Stretcher deflated into, like, awesome. Foamy goo. The dog is just like...
Why are you leaving? I'm checking this out.
Yeah. I love that the dog is smart enough to get away.
Dog with PTSD. Real bad.
Gremlins 2. Grimloos. Nope.
Grimlogurt.
Oh, there it is.
They already made Gremlins 2.
Yo, Gremlins.
It was a new batch.
Gremlins 1.5.
1.5, 0.6.
Slimelands.
Slimelands.
There, that's better.
And Kingston Falls. Blaming. Unexplained. God, it really was a rough situation, but now they're sitting there watching it on TV. Like, the poor little guy's all sick, oh. Using a real thermometer.
Oh,
so cute.
Don't chew that.
He's just lucky it wasn't the other kind. You gotta take
Whoa,
him away.
Asian guy.
He is back. Not that tall.
But this is great, though. This is, what's great about this movie...
Oh, that's why.
That's probably why they did the whole thing.
Yeah.
This movie is great because it, like, doesn't hint at the need of a sequel. And they made a second one just because this movie was popular enough. So they had to force that thing at the beginning where, like, you know, the old guy's, like, town is gonna get restructured and then that's how the Mogwai gets loose.
Mm-hmm. You are not on this planet to teach him television.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Now he's, like, about to cry. Dad.
He's like, does this mean I can go back to masturbating to those horror magazines again?
Horror comics.
I don't have Gizmo with his big old eyes and kind of humanoid-like quality looking at me with, like, the cocked head, like, what are you doing? Should I be disappointed?
Are you making more humans?
You're doing the same thing that your dad's bathroom buddy does. Oh, man, he denigrates the society.
You don't buy Mogwais, you just rent them, am I right?
Yeah. It's like Coors.
Well, I think they handled their fuck-up pretty well.
Yeah. They did as best as they could, but yeah. Ultimately, this is not for them.
No.
They gotta go to a dry place. Does he have a zipper on the back of his coat?
Gosh, I hope
that
so.
That's a weird-looking seam. Do you...
Me? I don't understand at all.
Are you talking to me?
I'm a mouth breather. He just hangs his mouth open like the whole
So then all he has to do is listen. He speaks English. He says bye, aww. Billy.
Why didn't you say anything before?
Perhaps someday.
In this box, locked in my shop.
With the key? What's with the key on the wall? See, some of the set design is just the question marks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he got a key to a city. Maybe that was a story he mentioned earlier.
It kind of seems like he's just going everywhere trading his crap for
knickknacks. He really is a barter. Like mm-hmm. That's how he does. He's like, I got you this. I don't want to pay any money.
Exactly.
Oh, the gas station guy tried to sell him one of the... The one he gave the gas station guy.
Of course, there's no way that those two could be connected. So I'll just assume it's the latest word in technology.
Right. With the lightings. Why would you want the Santa that lights up from the inside like he's going to explode with like the fiery power of like some kind of demonic possession from some alien vampire or something? Like it's like my power inside is so strong.
Over 9,000!
It's protecting your house that way. No one will fuck.
It just might be.
Thomas Kincaid did that scene.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pretty cool.
Except the noise in the sky, gross.
Yeah.
That's just poor transfer quality. It's Steven Spielberg's.
Well, it's a DVD being played on a PS3 with an up conversion that's probably not doing it a lot of favors.
Hey, maybe it's heavy snow, you guys.
It could be that, too. I'm just going to say it's heavy snow.
Yeah, exactly. Really driven snow.
Main guy was Hoyt.
like Wall Street driven snow.
They kind of dropped Corey Feldman at some point, didn't they? He just kind of was there and then
disappeared.
I think his parents whisked him away to Santa Cruz. Like,
they knew that the getting was good and they got out.
Oh, no, no. We got gremlins going on here. We're going somewhere safe.
Santa Cruz. Get your brother. We're getting out of here. We're going to go to the safest non-murder capital in the world.
Oh, do we have to, Mrs. Frog?
Special effect voice is Peter Cullen, who's Optimus Prime.
Mushroom. And Howie Mandel.
Oh, my gosh.
The dog's name is actually Mushroom.
Why would you name a dog Mushroom?
Oh, that's just a poor decision.
That just seems really gross.
Who's the little Mushikins?
Mushroom.
That's Phil Collins' brother.
Phil Rollins? Their connection is they have the same first name.
Phil Collins, Phil Rollins. I get what you're saying.
Thank you.
That was pretty bad, honey.
I find it all pretty disagreeable.
Maybe cover my face for that one.
Let's see. Operators. There were some really good effects in this.
Rollins. Good old Purvis.
Yep.
Oh, it's Bruce Botnick. That's Dr. Robotnik's brother.
Really?
Yeah, more of this? Keep going.
You're just going to family trees up the yin-yang. Huh?
Well, that doesn't sound comfortable at all.
No, it doesn't. it sounds miserable and painful.
I'll find something else.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I think there was a hairstylist. You couldn't tell. Everybody's looked very normal in this movie, which was actually kind of nice. Even the pretty girl still just looked like a real-life pretty girl, not mm-hmm. like some like perfect hair, overly made-up, like wearing heels that don't make sense kind
big,
of situation.
Fatty, push-up, Rallo, yeah. Cleavage
shirt. Wait, did you see someone?
Yeah, I'm sorry, it was Vin Diesel's aunt, Michelle Ziesel.
Michelle Ziesel.
Oh my god.
The stop-motion effects company is Fantasy 2.
Oh, good.
I like when companies have sequels.
Phil Spector produced some of the music.
Someone Buttfield.
Johnny Mathis.
Oh.
Peter Gabriel.
Oh, yeah. I can tell. That makes sense now.
Gremlins, Mega Madness.
See, and there you go. They cited they cited the footage from Walt Disney.
You're correct.
1937.
Oh, that's impressive.
That is, yeah, that was one of their, it wasn't their first. It was weird because their first was Sleeping Beauty.
Right.
A lot of the movies were fairly similar.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sleeping Beauty was their first.
What? No, I thought that was from the 60s.
No.
I think Ian's right.
Get out.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Sleeping Beauty? No.
I think so.
No.
Snow White was one of the first.
And then
Let's internet.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it was Snow White. I'm pretty sure it was Sleeping Beauty, though.
Now
we've started this on the commentary. Okay, so the Warner Brothers logo, the classic Warner logo that they kind of go back to with, like, Tarantino has now just disappeared, and the movie's over, and,
yeah.
Well, that was fun. That was a fun little Christmas venture, I guess.
That was fun.
A little experiment in the commentary.
Yeah.
Approach to things.
1959.
Damn. Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
So Snow White is the first one?
Wrong!
Uh-huh. And then I think Pinocchio was the second one.
Wow, that's weird. Pinocchio. Why did I think Sleeping? I was very certain.
And then is it Bambi?
Well, wait, what is the first one, though?
I think it's Snow White. Here, let's see. List of Disney theatrical animation.
I feel like, let's see.
Chronological list.
There were, like, a lot of famous people that went and saw the Snow White when it came out. It was, like, a big deal.
Okay. Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, Bambi.
Really? Fantasia was that early?
Yeah. And then they went back and, like, colored
Jesus.
It again.
Yeah,
somebody.
Added the whales.
Yeah.
No, Fantasia, the whales, 2000, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It was a joke.
Oh. Ah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so, yeah. So.
Sleeping Beauty was, like, their, gosh, it looks like their 20th feature.
That's
crazy.
Well, see, I should have known that Dumbo, because Dumbo was in 1941, the Spielberg movie, because Robert Stack was crying when he was watching it. He was the general that was in there watching Dumbo, mm-hmm. which must have been Dumbo was 41. When was Dumbo?
1941. Yeah. Saludos, amigos?
Yeah, there's probably a couple in there, like the songs from the South, that they just assume hope no one knows exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's stealing a car outside or something.
That's kind of what it sounds like.